This is Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast, brought to you by TaylorTalk.org. Hello, everybody. This is Taylor Talk, episode 70. My name is Adam.
I'm Maya.
I'm Diane.
And I'm Steve.
And we got a fun episode, as always. But real quick, a little announcement. So you guys remember when we decided that What Are Swifties Reading would be a decent segment, and I could not for the life of me remember who suggested it?
Yes, I remember.
Thank you, Maya.
I'm the only one, apparently.
So I finally discovered it, searching back through endless amounts of emails, and found it was Matthew. So thank you, Matthew, for suggesting that. Now, we're going to be talking about the Red music video today, but first there is a ton of news. So Maya, if you could start that off for us, that'd be fantastic.
Sure. First up, we have an interesting bit of news. Despite his mean and gossipy antics on his blog, Perez Hilton seems to be a great father, and for that, Taylor gave him a hand-painted and autographed guitar for his son, which he displayed and spoke about in a personal vlog, and we will put that in the episode 70 guide on TaylorTalk.org, so you can watch that. And thanks to Morse24 on Twitter for telling us about that. Then next up, on July 5th, you probably saw it already, but Taylor posted a photo blog from her 4th of July party, and she showed her what her dancers looked like out of costume. She treated her tour family, as she called them, to a fun-filled afternoon, including face painting, playing pool, volleyball, and more. And if you didn't get a chance to see those photos yet, you can check them out on Taylor's blog, and we'll put a link to that in the episode guide, too.
Keeping up with the 4th of July theme, Taylor participated in Macy's 4th of July Spectacular by pre-recording her performances of We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together and Everything Has Changed from her Dallas concert, and allowing NBC to display them for everyone to watch. Keep in mind they're full of Red Tour spoilers, so even though we'll have them up there on TaylorTalk.org, stay away from them if you haven't seen the concert or don't want to be spoiled. Changing gears a bit, Keds released a new commercial featuring Taylor Swift, including some of the behind-the-scenes information where Taylor speaks about her personal style. Check this out in Episode 70 Guide on TaylorTalk.org.
The Teen Choice Awards nominations were announced, and Taylor is up for awards in six categories. She's up for Choice Female Artist, Choice Female Country Artist, Choice Country Song for We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, Choice Single Female Artist for I Knew You Were Trouble, and Choice Breakup Song for We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, and another one for Choice Smile. Oh, that's really cute. Teens between the ages of 13 and 19 can vote daily at teenchoiceawards.com. If you're not in that age range, there may be ways around that obstacle, but we don't encourage any wrongdoing here on Taylor Talk. but I do.
I mean, if you do, and like you don't tell us about it, like that's okay.
No, that's fine. I mean,
like, if you accidentally click the wrong birthday year when you're signing up, I mean, like, that's not your fault.
It's an accident.
Yeah.
It's an honest mistake.
That was definitely an accident.
So you can tune in to Fox on Sunday, August 11th to see which awards Taylor has won. And then for our last item, the news just keeps going on and on today, but Taylor never does sit still, does she? She recently released part one of her commercial video campaign for her newest fragrance, Taylor by Taylor Swift, which can now be purchased at Macy's.
So you guys want to know something?
Sure,
yes,
Adam.
Yes, I do.
So I discovered that this Taylor by Taylor Swift was on sale at Macy's. I went in, I was just wandering through a mall one day and just happened to go wandering in, and I asked the lady at the counter, do you guys have that new Taylor Swift perfume? Kind of acting like, you know, didn't know what was going on.
Why did you act like that? Are you embarrassed to know what Taylor by Taylor Swift is?
No, but I am embarrassed to be shopping for ladies' perfumes. Anyway, so she's like, how did you know about that? We just got those in today. I didn't even know about it until I came to work today. And I'm just like, well, I may know a lot about Taylor Swift. And she's like, why? And I'm like, I read. And that's pretty much my story. Sorry, it was kind of anticlimactic, wasn't it?
It was a little bit.
So did you buy any?
No, it was expensive. I think the small bottle was like $50 or something, and the larger one was like $70.
Whew.
I guess you're not used to buying perfume. Like, that's
probably about average prices, right?
Yeah, just about. For, like, nice perfume, yeah.
Well, maybe I'll start shopping for ladies' fragrances more often.
Do it.
I think you should.
No thanks. Anyway, thanks, guys, for all that news. There was a ton of it today. Hope everybody didn't fall asleep during it. Just kidding. It was exciting. It was about Taylor.
Yeah, of course.
Carrying on to our mini segments for the episode.
The first one comes from the Swift Factor on Twitter, and they say, if Swifties ruled the world, Taylor's face would be on our money.
Second, we got a voicemail from Sophia.
Hello, it's Sophia. You know you're a Swiftie when you spend the whole half hour before her tickets go on sale on the computer, ready to click the buy button.
That doesn't actually work for me. I sit there and I click it over and over and over just to find out it's sold out.
That's so depressing.
You need to open more than one browser. That's the whole trick right there.
I think we also need to probably try buying tickets for shows that aren't in LA, because for me it's like everyone in SoCal, you know, are trying to get tickets for like the same two shows, and it's difficult. But I think if you live somewhere else where there may be less people, it's easier.
All right, our next submission is from @babayana13 on Twitter, and they said, if Swifties ruled the world, the haters would be loving Taylor from now on with hearts.
Next one was emailed to us from Hannah, who said, you know you're Swiftie when your little sister catches you lip-syncing 22 and you are not embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed either.
It's good. It's good.
The next one comes from Forever Enchanted 13 on Taylor Connect, and they say, you know you're Swiftie when you like to pretend you got picked for Club Red at a concert when you're alone. Fake tears and everything. Oh, my gosh.
That's cute.
Really, like, sweet and endearing. Like, I hope she gets Club Red sometime. But
then you won't have to fake the tears.
That'd be real tears then. Okay, the next one we got here is from Ron Yeep. And it's, if Swifties ruled the world would be a lot swiftier.
I get it.
All right, and our final submission today is from @HannahUnicorn13 on Twitter. And she said, if Swifties ruled the world, sending Taylor hate on Twitter would be a capital offense.
I like that one.
That's good.
That's true. She gets a lot of nasty hate on Twitter. It's really irritating. Send them all to jail.
Yeah.
I wonder what would happen if we unleashed the wrath of the Swiftie community on those people. And every time Taylor tweeted, you know how like that first response will be negative and rude? What if all of us came together and reported that person for spam? You think they'd go to Twitter jail?
Maybe.
It's hard to say what those accounts really are to begin with. Sometimes, like, how do you get to be the first response to Taylor? I mean, that's... I know that a lot of us have tried it, and we have not been the first response. I mean, it's almost...
I guess it's just luck, and sometimes it just kind of... I don't know. Like, it's just random, I guess.
Do you think they have that, like, set up in a program or something like that? As soon as it gets a tweet from Taylor, it responds. So it could be something even like that, some sort of crazy technology thing like that.
Like a bot?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I guess reporting as spam is probably the best route to go. Not so much like, you know, trying to bully them back, because if it is a real person, you know, that just kind of...
Then you start a fight.
Exactly, and it's just not worth it.
So let's keep that in mind. Next time we see any kind of hate like that, let's all go and report it as spam.
Good call.
Yep. So thank you to everyone who sent in those submissions. Keep them coming for future episodes. Carrying on with our main discussion, we're going to talk to you guys about... the Red music video. And before we get to our opinions on it, we asked on Twitter what some of your impressions were, so figured I would read a couple of them that were nice responses, I thought. PumpkinCat13 said, love, love, love. Her tour videos are always so wonderful. Matthew Twihard said, it was perfect in every way with the hashtags Swifties are burning red, Taylor Swift is our red queen. SwiftieMartyr13 said, it's glorious, perfect, and flawless, comrades. Well, anything from the adorable leader comes out flawless and perfect with a smiley face. And then my favorite one came from Taylor Swift 1213, who said, I can't breathe, crying, post-concert depression again, here we go. Nice. So
they were all positive. No one said anything negative or even in between. They were all just gung-ho for Red.
Well, yes and no. These are just the ones I included in the episode.
Oh, so you did get negative ones.
We don't need to include that. So what about you guys? Overall impression, love it, hate it, somewhere in between?
I mean, I'm never like thrilled with like tour videos, but I think that it was really well done and it showcases a tour well, and yeah, it's fun. You know, it's kind of there's always a tour video. So like, you know, I was expecting it and I liked the way it came out.
Yeah, I'm with you, Maya. Like, I thought it was cool. I thought it was well done. It was fun to see a, you know, like clips from the Red Show. But it was just, I mean, for me, it's just like, okay, it's another video about tour. I get it.
You know? Yeah.
It's just kind of there.
I think it's hard to be overwhelmed by it because it's not new content. It's not new video footage. It's stuff that you've seen if you've been to the Red Tour show. But kind of stepping out of my mind, out of my own mind, I mean, and into the mind of someone who hasn't been to the Red Tour, I think it would be really cool to see that, assuming they don't mind spoilers.
Well, exactly. I mean, they've seen maybe some vines of people posting some pictures and that, but to see like a whole 4 minutes of nothing but the Red Tour, and they may not ever see the Red Tour, that's very enjoyable to them. And a lot of the highlights of the Red Tour too, you'll notice that, you know, a lot of the elements that are in there are some of the coolest moments of the entire show.
Yeah, and it's professionally shot, so it's a little bit better than what you're going to find on YouTube otherwise with people's camera phones and point-and-shoots and Steve Ditch videos.
Yeah, there's a couple of those out there.
I'm just kidding. Steve's videos are the only ones that can rival these professionally shot ones.
I don't know about that. Actually, that camera died, sadly.
Oh.
Wait, died like RIP Steve's camera?
Like it was in my pocket and it turned on and got a lens error, and then I took it out of my pocket and I turned it off and turned it on and the lens error would not go away. The lens just totally broke.
The end of a legend. I'm sorry, yes. Steve.
I did get a replacement, so we're good for future shows, but yeah.
Perfect. So let's start to break down the video itself a little bit. Do you guys think Red was the right song to do for the tour video?
I would say yes, for one reason, and because it is the Red Tour, so why not use
I knew the someone Red was song. Gonna say that. I knew someone was gonna say that, but I would like to point out that Sparks Fly was the Speak Now tour video.
Right. But Fearless was the Fearless one. So, you know, the problem with Speak Now is it really wasn't one that you could apply to putting the tour footage in there. Like, you know, it was very theatrical, but it wasn't really like high energy like any of the other songs have been for the tour videos.
But speaking to that though, Steve, that's one of my sort of complaints with this particular video, is I don't think Red was the right video. I don't think it was as high energy and as fitting.
Right, but when you think about the other songs that are on the album, is there one that could have done better? And I don't think there is one.
Holy Ground would have been about one of the ones that may have been a better choice in terms of high energy.
Right, except that's not a single. Yeah, so it's not a song that she's trying to promote right now.
Yeah, but it's funny you said that, Steve. We actually had a Twitter response from Dan Jan Rob who said, I thought Holy Ground would be the tour video. Meh, this one was nothing special, although I really like the cinematography. And that was cool. So a lot of the video footage and things like that was pretty cool. But, I mean, Holy Ground, maybe. I actually kind of thought State of Grace, because that was the opening, and Sparks Fly was the opening for the Speak Now tour.
Yeah, that's another good choice. I agree with you on that. I mean, there are not tons of high-energy songs that were available to be the single for this, but, you know, Red probably was a little less high-energy than you'd get out of either two of those songs that we mentioned.
And that was part of my problem with it, too, though. There were certain scenes, like, in particular, I think the ending of the video was actually really weak as a result of it being Red, because, you know, at the end of the song Red, it's where she sort of slows down and, you know, it's like driving, whatever, you know. And it slows down, but the video ends on a really pumped up, the crowd cheering, high energy moment. And I don't think that clip fit that part of the song.
Well, there are parts of that song that are very high energy, though. Like, especially when the guitar part with Paul and Taylor just going to town there on the guitars. I mean, that's real strong there. But
oh, yeah, that was cool.
I mean, there is a lot of ups and downs through the song. It's not high energy to beginning to end that maybe something like Sparks Fly may have been more high energy the whole way through.
Right. Now, why don't we compare it to some of the other tour videos? Because we're already doing it inadvertently. So, I mean, what's everyone's favorite out of the three, Fearless, Sparks Fly, and Red.
Sparks Fly, hands down. Just because I love that song. And I just, I think with the Red video, I'm not quite sure the song fit for a tour video, because that song is about like the end of a relationship, and it's like not really that happy. But for Sparks Fly, I mean, that song is full of like promise and hope and excitement, which I think matched the tour a lot. So I just thought that one like worked really well.
And Fearless on the same level as what you said there, Diane. It kind of has that same sort of feel to it, and Sparks or Red does not as much.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of breaking it down from the idea that the theme of the song should fit the feeling you get from the video.
Yeah, and I don't think Red fit that very well.
I don't think so either.
I know Sparks Fly did, especially being the first song, because that's like as soon as you heard that and she's coming out, you know, from underneath the stage there, you really felt all that energy right then and there. And Red's kind of in the middle of it. And actually, one of the things that I wish that they could have incorporated a little bit was, you know, she has her what she talks about Red and the color red and everything else like that. I wish she could have thrown a couple of lines that she says like at the shows there, like, you know, what the color red means to her and all that other kind of stuff, that if you were at the show, you've seen that part before.
Do you know what's interesting that I just thought of as well is part of the reason I don't think Red was as fitting a song as some of the others is I think Red could have actually done great as a narrative video instead of the tour
video.
Yeah,
I like feel the complete opposite of you, and I feel like it doesn't have that much of a narrative, and that's why it's such a good song for a tour video. Or, like, it's not that it doesn't have a narrative, but it just doesn't have a very well-defined, like, story to it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of just upbeat and high energy, and it's the current single, and it's the name of the tour, and I don't, like, I love the song Red, I do, but I don't think it's going to be a hit single, and it is therefore a good candidate for the tour video.
Like, you wouldn't expect to see people driving Maseratis down a dead-end street or anything like that in the real narrative video, then?
No. Probably not. I don't know. I think it's the candidate that makes the most sense for a tour video out of the whole album.
I can go with that.
See, I don't know. I just keep going in my mind back to State of Grace for the tour video. I just feel like that's a big, like, stadium song. Like it.
Yeah, I mean, that could have worked too. But, like, that song could do well on radio.
Which?
State of Grace.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be a future single.
I don't think Red will do that well.
Yeah, which makes me wonder why they picked Red in the first place.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is Red a pop single or country single?
It's country, right?
Country, I believe.
I mean, she performed it at the CMT Awards and such, so it kind of...
It's like Sparks Fly was a country single, too.
Yeah, that was just country.
Well, State of Grace couldn't be a country single, in my opinion.
No, there's nothing country about that song.
But, so, getting back to the videos, though, what about the actual footage? And in terms of aligning the right clips with the right moment in the songs, which do you think out of the three did that the best?
This one. Well, I don't know, but, like, Sparks Fly was really good, too. This one was, like, more HD and kind of, like, professional and cool-looking.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know.
See, I think we're on opposite. Me and Maya are on opposites today, because I actually think this one was the worst of the three in terms of where the clips were placed and things like that. And there were certain moments in the song that didn't match up. Like I said, the end scene, for one. I mean, there's certain moments where they're showing... some of the stage performance of things like I Knew You Were Trouble, and like that, I mean, that whole act was designed for I Knew You Were Trouble, and I don't think it fits very well with Red. And I don't necessarily think, well, I guess
they've done that for all the videos, though. They always show bits of the other songs that aren't what she's singing.
They
do that for every single one.
Somehow the other videos make it fit. For example, in the Sparks Fly one, there's a part, you know, in the song where she's like, drop everything now. And on Now, it shows her hitting the bell, which was in Haunted during the Speak Now performance. But there was just something about it that worked. You have Now is the powerful word, and they have her slamming on that bell.
So it's kind of a timing thing.
I think that the Sparks Fly video was like more well done in terms of the choice of clips. But at the same time, I like that they had more of the performance of Red in this video. Like, I feel like they had more of the performance of Red in this video than they had of Sparks Fly in the Sparks Fly video, and I like that because I think the performance of Red is really cool.
Well, and it's fitting for that matter, because that performance was designed for that song.
Right. But, like, for the, like, Sparks Fly, I like the video, but I feel like they didn't show that much Sparks Fly. So, like, this, I like this, because they're, like, showcasing more of the song.
See, now, speaking to what I was saying, though, I don't think that I can necessarily blame whoever directed this video or anything. Was anyone able to find information on that? Like, I found who directed the last two, Fearless and Sparks Fly, but not this one. I don't know if it's been released yet.
I haven't been able to find it.
I haven't seen anything about this one yet.
Yeah, I did some research and couldn't find it. But I guess I can't really blame them because a lot of the songs are very, like, contrasting of each other. Like, you know, when you've got I Knew You Were Trouble with the Dark Colors and, you know, it just... It's not their fault. They just tried to incorporate clips from various parts of the show. And I just think it was easier on the last two tours to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really didn't notice that too much. I mean, I did prefer the last two videos compared to Red, but I didn't really notice, like, that didn't seem like a big deal to me. I mean, it was like, you know, one of the things actually that was very different between Red versus Sparks Fly and Fearless, both Fearless and Sparks Fly end with her getting wet from Should Have Said No at the end of Fearless, and then the rainstorm in Gillette. And actually, I think that was actually why I think a lot of people really got into the Sparks Fly video, is that rainstorm. I mean, it really added an element to a lot of that footage that they had, that obviously they didn't have that sort of incident happen during Red, at least so far in the tour when they were recording it. So, you know, that was a whole, you know, effect that was in the video, and just to see her running through the rain and all that, that really made that video good.
But was that, I mean, okay, the rainstorm was luck, but was it in the whole concept of the video being better entirely luck? Because I think a lot of the footage in Sparks Fly was better because they filmed, they had the massive fireworks for the stadium shows, you know, that shoot out of the stadium and things like that, and it seems like they just put more effort into capturing better video clips from the Speak Now tour than they did from the Red tour.
Well, I don't think there was a lot of stadium shows when they were doing the earlier parts. I mean, I think what, probably like Detroit may have been the only stadium show that they completed by the time they probably made this video, because you got to think this is done a couple of weeks ago, so it probably has no footage from when she did the stadiums up in Canada. She just did Pittsburgh just the other day, so, you know, there wasn't anything from that, so there wasn't the stadium.
Yeah, like, the one thing is, like, I'm surprised that they chose to do the tour video, like, this early in the tour.
I totally agree.
I feel like they don't have as much footage as they did for the other videos, and maybe that's why it's sort of lacking in, like, just performance footage, because they didn't have as much choice.
Totally agree.
So, I mean, does everyone kind of agree then that they released it a little prematurely?
Well, I think the Sparks Fly video came out in August of that year. And it's, you know, and so this one came out, I guess, like a month early compared to the Sparks Fly video. So, yeah, I guess they had 1 month less time to get more footage.
You know what? There were also more shows on the Speak Now tour, weren't there?
Yeah. Yeah, because she ended up doing the second leg of it.
Yeah, extending it. That ended up just being a huge tour. It just kept going. It was like the tour that never ended. So what about the inclusion of behind the scenes footage? Do you guys like that in the earlier two videos where they kind of did a touch of it?
Wish there would have been some in this one. More of it. There's a teensy bit. I wish there would be more.
Yeah, because that was kind of, it's kind of cool seeing some of the behind the scenes stuff. You know, and this one, I think they... Did they open Red? I'm trying to remember, because we watched the video, obviously, before we started recording, so I don't remember.
Well, they all had their
doing
hands
the, like,
in a circle.
Hand, the
yes.
hand circle.
They do
thing.
That. Okay.
But, like, I love how, like, at the end of the... Like, in the Fearless video, there's, like, shots from rehearsal, and, like, there was, like, the very end of the video was her, like, after the curtain came down, like, going off stage. I don't know. Like, I just...
Running through the arena.
I like getting to... Because, like, seeing the stuff that I have seen at tour is cool, but, like, seeing the stuff that I don't get to see...
Is even
like
cooler.
Like, the stuff that you don't see when you go to the show is even better, yeah.
Yeah, totally. You know, we haven't talked much about the Fearless video versus, you know, Red. We've been talking a lot about Sparks Fly. But, like, what do you guys think? Like, I mean, first I'm going to ask, do you think whoever did this Red video tried to mimic the Sparks Fly one a little bit?
More than because the Fearless, I would have to say. Because Fearless
was very different.
Fearless had some cool elements in it. First off, it was like an old movie reel kind of footage. I know we were talking about the HD footage that it looks like in Red. This one, you know, in Fearless was very old school. Like, it looked like the reel and, you know, the colors and all that kind of stuff. Also, there was that artwork that randomly popped up there where, like, you know, at the one point in time when she bows and she gets the wings show up behind
her.
Yeah,
they draw, like, angel wings on her.
Right.
Yeah, that was
like,
cool.
Digitally.
I love that. It's so cute.
And the other thing that's different is there's actually Tea Party footage in the Fearless video that I don't think either one of the Sparks Fly or Red had any, you know, the Tea Party slash Club Red
no.
stuff in it.
That's true. I feel like Fearless captured a little more of a fan experience than the latter two.
Totally agree with you.
Because they showed people dressed, you know, there was one guy in the body paint and there were people holding signs, and the other two show clips of fans in the audience and stuff, but not to the extent that the Fearless video does.
Right, but it could also be the point that, you know, the fans that are in these videos, I mean, every time you have a tour video come out, the first thing people do is, oh my gosh, I was at some of those shows, I wonder if I'm in here. You know, you also want to be careful not to showcase, like, fans for too much in those videos, because then it would show favoritism and all that other stuff that back in the Fearless days, that kind of stuff really didn't matter.
Perhaps, or they just, yeah. But it is just kind of neat because, I mean, that's a big part of the concert experience is dressing up and making signs and things like that. So it's cool that they showcase it in the tour video.
Well, showcase it overall, but, like, show specific fans for, you know, a good number of seconds is probably something that they try to shy away with. I mean, you know, Taylor doesn't really tweet fans like she used to back in the day. It's kind of, you know, you have to appeal to everybody. So just a couple seconds of people is all you're going to do.
Right. That's a fair point, Steve. I would agree with you on that one. So Fearless, Speak Now, and Red Tour. Now, Diane and Maya, you guys went to all three. Steve and I only went to the Speak Now tours and Red tours. So this question's more directed at you ladies who can speak to the Fearless tour as well, but which video was the most accurate representation of the feeling you get at that show?
Sparks Fly.
I agree.
Yeah. That video is magical and that tour was magical. So, I mean, like, to me, it makes me miss that concert so much because I wish that I could go back in time and sit there and watch the show again because it was so great, and that's how I feel when I watch the video.
I feel like that too.
You do.
I agree
now.
Too. Well, it's the beginning. That beginning, that's that whole song. Like, because not only that, but you gotta remember that's the first song of the album too. So, like, the first time you listen to the Speak Now album, the first time you go to the tour, you get that initial Sparks Fly part, and seeing it on the tour there, you see her come right out of the ground there, the smoke and all that. I mean, just the excitement of that moment, just right there, just seeing that first 10 seconds, that to me is good enough for that entire video.
Yeah, it's a very powerful video. Plus, the opening of the video is so cool.
Oh, with the whole set getting that.
Yeah, where
together?
It shows them building the
that,
stage.
That is cool, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
That's really neat, and I think
that's
what...
With, like,
what,
the screaming fans with their signs in slow motion.
Yeah, and I think that's what we were talking about earlier about, Maya, when you were saying that it's great to see what you've seen on tour, but it's even better to see what you didn't see, and that's part of that aspect of it. That's really, really cool.
Adam, do you think that's in real time of how long it takes for them to put that set up or not?
Absolutely, Steve. I think they build every one of their stages in about 2 or 3 seconds.
Wow.
They're that good.
They probably
are. I mean, they
good.
Do get a lot of practice.
That's very true.
They must be that good, right?
I wish they would have thrown, like, the Speak Now trucks or the Red Tour trucks in some of those videos, because that's another element that, you know, you go to the shows and you see just the amount of equipment to be able to set up that stage.
Yeah. I like that idea, Steve.
That'll be for the next tour.
The next tour.
Steve's going to direct the next tour video, whatever it may be.
Sweet.
Album 5 tour.
In 2 years, we'll see what it is, right?
I mean, probably less than 2 years now, because it's been almost a year since Red came
out.
That's
1 year.
Oh, jeez, it is almost a year. A year and what like 2-3 months.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
So, the main topic of this discussion was supposed to be the Red video, even though we made it a Red Sparks Fly and Fearless discussion, but wrapping it up with the Red tour video, music video. Diane, scale of 1 to 13, what do you think? 13 being the highest.
Oh, geez. I think some of our listeners are going to hate me, but I'm going to give it like a 6.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, 50%, that's an F plus.
Well, it's, I mean, it's a nice video and it's cool to see clips from the Red Tour, but it's not a video that I'm going to go back and watch over and over again.
Fair. Maya?
I'm going to go like a 10.
That's a good score.
I think it's really well done. And I think, I mean, yeah, I like the song choice and I like the way they chose to do it. And it makes me excited to go see Taylor again. And yeah, I like it.
Steve?
I'm going to go 7 just so people aren't as mad at me as they will be Diane.
Oh, thanks a lot, Steve.
You're welcome.
Make me take the bullet.
Yep. I mean, it's not, it's a good video. It's well done. Tour videos, they're good to see, especially if you haven't seen the tour. It's great to kind of recap and show all those great moments of the tour. But especially with some of the videos we've had lately, it's kind of like a letdown. I mean, 22 was awesome. I Knew Your Trouble was awesome. You know, especially even the last one that she did with Ed there. That, I mean, it's just so many great videos. And then this was, to me, just a little bit of a letdown, but it was still good.
We're going to, like, lose every single listener. They're going to be like, is the Taylor Talk panel, like, really Swifties or what?
Well, we didn't give them negative points. As long as we don't give negative points, we're
good.
I liked
it.
Yeah. Yeah, we still have Maya. She's the best Swiftie on here, right?
Maya's the real Swiftie. The rest of us are just in it for fun.
Well, what about your score, Adam? We want to know what you think.
I'm trying to brainstorm it and contemplate it, because if I'm being quite honest, like, I hate to for all of us to talk down the video in some way, but I really, really wasn't wowed by this video. You know, like I said, I personally, even though you guys disagree, I personally don't think the clips they used flow well with the song itself. I don't necessarily know if Red was the right song, if it's pumped up enough for the tour video.
Well, what about the timing? I guess we didn't touch on the timing there, but being released like, you know, July 4th, Independence Day and everything else like that. I mean, there was some fireworks and other fanfare in there. I mean, the timing was pretty good in terms of that, right?
So I guess, except for the fact that we had already discussed that it was released a bit prematurely in the sense that they just didn't have enough footage from the concerts to really pick from and make it a good, great video. So, I mean, overall, I'd say it's good, but not great. And putting a number on it is very hard, but I'd say I'm somewhere in the same range as Diane and Steve, around that, like, 5, 6, 7 mark.
Oh, 5?
Wow, did you just say 5?
That's lower than me. That is an F. That's a straight F. Yo.
I know, now I'm going to get all the hate mail. Wouldn't, Diane, I took the bullet for you.
Wouldn't be anything new, right, Adam?
No. Nothing new. So, yeah, I mean, I guess everybody can just watch it and form your own opinions. Don't listen to us. Those are just our opinions. And if you really enjoy the video, you can watch it over and over and over and over and over again. Right?
Exactly. Maybe you could have people tweet us, you know, what do you think? Give us a number and tweet us what you would, out of 13, what would you think?
Especially if you think it's like a 5, 6, or 7, because that would make me feel a lot better.
Or you can all just tweet us your scores. I don't know where I was going with that. I had nowhere to go. So, carrying on with the episode.
It was a dead end, like a Maserati going down a dead end street.
Steve.
Oh, snap. Taylor puns. Yep. So, carrying along with the episodes, I thought it would be fun to do another round of Stump the Hosts. I only have one question that was submitted as of right now, one good question. So, I'm going to actually break it into two. Because I can do that.
Well, if you broke it into three, that would be even better because there's three people you could stump then.
Why are you breaking it into two?
I'm breaking it into two because it is actually kind of a two-part question.
So are we going to do like a lightning round where it's the first person that says it gets it?
What do you guys think? How do you want to do it?
I'm probably going to get it wrong anyhow, so fire away.
All right, let's go lightning round. Our friend Nozomi emailed us and asks, first part of the question, what was the name of Taylor's character in Valentine's Day?
Oh my god. Oh, I knew this.
I've never seen this movie. I know I'm a bad Swiftie for not seeing it, but I've never seen it. Felicia.
Oh my god.
Steve got it!
Wow.
Steve, did you like jump on the internet for that
one? No, you know, I'll tell you the truth. It's actually real stupid. I named my car that like years ago. I don't know if you guys ever saw Gone in 60 Seconds, but like all the cars have names. So like I felt when I had a car that I should give it a name, and I named it Felicia like years before this came out. So it's like Taylor and I are destined, right?
Steve, you do realize in Gone in 60 Seconds they gave the cars names because they were planning on stealing them and didn't want people to intercept their radio signal and know what they were talking about.
Oops.
I don't even know what movie you're talking about.
Me either.
The kids in the group.
Yeah. Youngins.
Steve and I can be old men together.
I mean, Nicolas Cage, he's not that old. That was like, it was like 10 years ago or so.
Oh, Nicolas Cage is old.
All right. Sorry to derail
off topic. Off topic.
But I got it right, right?
Steve did. Right. That was impressive. Wow. In a lightning round, no less. All right. So next part of this two-part question from Nozomi asks, what was the name of Taylor's character in The Lorax?
This would be another movie that I did not see, and I probably should because that would be what good Swifties do. But I saw the trailer, and I swear they said it in the trailer.
Oh my god.
5, 4, 3.
What the heck was that?
2.
Audrey.
Oh. Maya got it.
Yeah.
So, Nozomi, you kind of stumped the host for a while. Steve came up with Felicia. Maya came up with Audrey and Diane.
I just sat here and felt bad about not knowing the answer. So aww. She stumped me.
Nice work, Nozomi. So remember, guys, if you want to submit to any of our mini segments, any content, you want to give us feedback on our main discussion, remember there are a million different ways you can contact us. You can email us, taylortalk@taylorswift13.org. You can tweet us, Facebook us, or Taylor Connect us to TaylorTalk13. U.S. and Canadian listeners can call or text to area code 240-31-SWIFT. The rest of the world, you guys can go to taylortalk.org and leave a voicemail directly on the website. And of course, if you love us, go give us a nice rating on iTunes. But for episode 70, it's been fun, guys. This is Adam.
I'm Maya.
Diane.
And Steve.
And we will see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.
This podcast is not directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.